This is Steve Wildstrom with the Tech Pinions Audio Minute. There's an old saying in Washington that the real scandal is never what people do that is illegal, but what they can do that is legal. So it is with Apple. Members of the Senate Permanent Investigation Subcommittee had some fun poking at Apple for the complex arrangement it uses to avoid paying corporate taxes in the U.S. or, for the most part, much of anywhere else. But as Matt Iglesias of Slate puts it, the problem isn't with Apple, it's with the U.S. tax code. The taxes paid by multinational corporations such as Apple are governed by a complex mixture of individual countries' tax laws and bilateral tax treaties. Companies that do business in a lot of countries have all sorts of ways to keep profits in the jurisdiction that will tax them least, as, in Apple's case, in Ireland. There's a lot in the U.S. tax code that I don't approve of, and some of it benefits me. I take advantage of every provision that legally applies because, frankly, I'd be a fool not to. It's the same with Apple. The company's management has a duty to its shareholders to minimize the tax burden. Congress has the ability to change the law to capture more of Apple's profits. For good reasons and bad, it has chosen not to do so. And that being the case, Apple has the right and even the responsibility to take advantage of what it has been given.